Good morning. You are listening to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9. I am Mick.
And I am Mac.
Yes, you are. And we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful gray and
dreary
campus of the University of British Columbia. And we've got... Oh, yeah. Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But...
Which is funny because we're Mick and Mac, so we got obviously a bit of Celtic in us. Yeah. We both definitely have red in our hair and red in our beards.
Yes, but...
And alcohol in our hearts.
In our hearts and our guts.
Yeah.
And livers and all that stuff.
Exactly.
But that would be just too on the nose, too predictable, too cliche to do a St. Patrick's Day tape.
So someone else will do it.
Yeah. We'll leave the shamrocks and the leprechauns to somebody else.
Emphasis on the sham.
The sham. Sham. Total sham holiday. But anyway, I'm sure we'll get some phone calls in about that. But we've decided to go a different route from the typical St. Patty's Day kind of deal.
Well, I mean, it's winter has been long. Usually we are seeing the sun by the end of January. Usually February doesn't have much, like the rain doesn't really hit usually until about April. And then we have like our spring showers in April.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's usually like a pretty clear, dry February. And, you know, it's not as dreary as this, but we've definitely, I'd say from like the end of September all the way until now, it's just been cloudy and dreary with a few little scattered sunny bits.
Yeah, and I've reveled in it personally, but but we are this is the getting over the winter blues tape.
Yeah, this is like I like to call it the winter blues into spring tunes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's good.
Winter blues into spring tunes mixtape.
That will be the title today.
So, it's kind of like, you know, we're going to be a little bit dreary, be a little bit gloomy, just embrace how gray it is, how the trees have no leaves, nothing's kind of sprouting yet.
Yep.
There's a few bluebells popping out of the ground, a few daffodils starting to sprout, but not too much. And then eventually at the end, hopefully feeling a little bit more optimistic about the spring to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, someday the sun will come out, right?
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So we are going to kick things off with a little trilogy I put together, a Canadian dreary trilogy.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah. So this is, we're going to kick things off with a band called the Deep Dark Woods. They hail from Saskatchewan. And this
Saskatoon,
is
Saskatoon to be precise.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan,
artiest city in the country. Surprisingly,
We love to get, you know, specific here with our Canadiana. So yeah, this is the Deep Dark Woods with the Winter Hours on Mixtapes with Mick and Mac at CITR 101.9.
There ain't no difference. We're exactly the same, but you chose fortune and fame. There's a small coal on the outside of town that I'd like to show you around. Oh, we will never be found. So fill up your cup with whiskey and gin. Let the time swallow you in. Oh, sing till the morning begins. Thank you. 7 months or more through the cold rain and snow. In the winter, the hours move slow. Oh, in the winter, the hours move slow. Purple's gone out to the great beyond. by your side to help avoid the outside. Just checking in, nothing much with me is new. I'll check again in another month or two. But I thought I'd let you know you're on my mind, with no curse of time. I listened to some of our records yesterday. If you wanted to, I'll come up there and play. But I know that's not where you're at today. Stay calm in your quiet getaway. Long gone are the days, they've all passed away. Oh yeah. Long gone are the days, they've all passed away. Oh yeah.
The Sadies, Riverview Fog, from the brand new Northern Passages. And before that, we had the Elevator with The Endless Winter from Darkness Light. And we started things off with The Deep Dark Woods with The Winter Hours. Do you sense a theme here?
Well, I definitely sense a theme. And you actually shared something interesting with me before we started the show today about the Sadies and about Elevator.
Yeah, so Elevator is a band that I've tried to sneak in as much as possible on the radio because they're kind of obscure. They were sort of an offshoot of the band Eric's Trip from Moncton, New Brunswick. And so Elevator was this kind of psych, weird kind of band. That was sort of one of their more laid-back tunes. And there was a period where Dallas Good, one of the main dudes in the Sadies, was playing guitar with them. And they were just like, you know, best buddies and collaborators and all that. And then the Sadies, this song Riverview Fog, is actually about Rick White, the main guy from Elevator / Eric's Trip, who for the past, you know, decade or so has been living in the Ontario woods, basically just like doing his own thing. And this song is actually sort of like a letter to Rick saying like, hey, how are you doing? You know, we miss you, but you know, we know that you're doing your own thing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it just comes from just a really cool like gesture of like friendship and just musical appreciation. And
it also reminds me how insular the East Coast music scene really is sometimes. How well connected. You know, you have like the Toronto indie scene, the Toronto R&B and hip hop scene. You have the all the stuff going on in the Maritimes and
yeah. It's really cool. So we're going to come up to a little breaky here. But before that, I just wanted to talk a little bit about last week, how much fun we had on our Fun Drive show.
We had fun driving.
Yeah, we had fun driving. This is our first Fun Drive show. We were nervous, mm-hmm. but A, we didn't let that show. And mm-hmm. and B, you know, much thanks and appreciation to all of our friends and all of our listeners who donated to the station. And just much appreciated for that.
And so we had a goal, a fundraising goal of $150. And by the end of the show last week, we had beat that goal. Mm-hmm. And I've found out over the course of the last week, as the rest of the fund drive has been happening, other people have phoned in and pledged as well. So I know that we were somewhere just over $200, which was amazing. Oh. And that's what we know. So there could be even more out there. So hopefully next week, first off, we need to make the mixtape for whoever donated the most amount of money. So that'll be next week.
Yes.
And we can also share with you just how much money we raised and we can celebrate together. I think it'll be awesome.
It'll be awesome. Well, we've got a few mixtapes to make.
Yep.
It's gonna be great. Next week will probably be the mixtape, the episode that's dedicated to the highest contributor.
It'll be awesome.
It will be totally awesome. So yeah, we will. And the Fun Drive finale is happening tonight at the Polish Community Center. So that'll be very fun.
It'd be a lot of fun. There's some live bands happening. Discorder is putting it on. It should be a really good time.
Mm-hmm. It'll be wicked. So stay tuned for that. But we will have a quick little break here, and we will come back with some more of the Winter's Blues and the Spring Tunes tape on CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. Oh, yes.
On Friday, March 17th, come out to the Polish Community Center to join CITR and Discorder in celebrating our community's generosity and hard work with the Fun Drive finale.
Featuring one-off, never-heard-before performances by Tim the Mute, Hick, Puzzlehead, Ashley Shadow, Swim Team, and Missy D and Lady Jams.
Can't make it out? The night will be live broadcast at 101.9 FM and at CITR.ca. And for the first time ever, it will be streaming live on video.
There will also be a very special publication featuring poetry and visual art from the performers, free with entry.
Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door, with all proceeds going towards CITR's fund drive. I'm a grown woman and that's what's
up. The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a two-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Welcome back to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9. We are in the midst of the Winter's Blues and the Spring Tunes tape.
And so winter blues can mean a lot of things. It could be like the weather is very dreary, and then people can emotionally get into a bit of state as well. There's, I'm sure a lot of us have heard of seasonal affective disorder or SADS. Yeah. Which is like very, such an appropriate name. And, I used to fall victim to it quite heavily. And I still do, tends year to year. And this year has definitely, like, after such a long period of gloomy winter, it sort of feels that way. And,
The
endless winter. And so we're going to play a few songs that also feel just kind of as bleak emotionally.
Excellent.
Right? So the first one that we're going to play is a song called Tearjerker. There you go. And it's on an album that just came out today, and it's a collaborative album with Chili Gonzalez and Jarvis Cocker. So Jarvis Cocker, of course, frontman from Pulp, and Chili Gonzalez is like a piano
wizard.
He's been around for quite a while, and he's done electronic albums, classical albums, pop albums, indie albums. He's kind of all over the map and keeps things very interesting. And it's also interesting because this is labeled as like a classical crossover album. And just about a month or two ago, there was another classical crossover album that was like a similar kind of collaboration, and it was with Chris Teal from Nickel Creek and the Punch Brothers, and Brad Meldow, who's another classical pianist, and they had a crossover album as well that was quite interesting and very kind of shaking up the genres a little bit. And so
cool.
That's one people should check out. But right now we're going to play Tearjerker off of Chili Gonzalez and Jarvis Cocker. The album is Room 29.
Check it out.
You are such a jerk. You are a tearjerker. You don't need a girlfriend. You need a social worker. She's waiting at the airport. You're in your hotel room with someone who doesn't know you. Everybody always knew the game that you were playing. You were fooling no one, so we're glad that you are paying. Still, she's gonna cry. Yeah, still, it's gonna hurt her that you are a tearjerker. You're such a jerk, yeah. A tearjerker. These surfaces are shiny. Anything wipes off them. These surfaces are hard. Nothing seems to mark them. Breakfast ends at 10 a.m. Do you think we could be through by then? 'Cause breakfast is inclusive. Do you think I'm stupid? I'm stupid. I'm stupid. You are such a jerk. You are a teacher.
Major overtures when you were shoving Dover ton of mud, and I was still a Dewey pedal rather than a moribund slut. My love wrecked you, you packed to twirl your skirt at the palace. It hurt more than it ought to hurt. I went to work to cultivate a callus, and now I'm hard, too hard to know. My ills are a
Anoni, Paradise, off of the fresh, fresh Paradise EP.
It's so fresh, it stanks. It's got stank on it still.
then...
You're welcome for that, Matt.
I'm so tired. And then before that, we had Fiona Apple with Left Alone from the Idler Wheel ... long title.
Long title. Oh, my God. I should have had the whole poem up here because we all know that Fiona Apple...
loves her poetry.
Loves her poetry, and a lot of her albums are a full. A full poem. So this one is "The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will Ever Do."
Nice. That's actually way shorter than "When the Pawn ...
Yeah,
blah,
when
blah,
the
blah.
Pawn goes on for a whole paragraph.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But and then before that, we started things off with Chili Gonzalez and Jarvis Cocker with "Tear Jerker."
Now, you know, for me, Fiona Apple is kind of in my like top 10 everything of all time. I just absolutely love her.
And you love her.
I'm going into, you know, going into, speaking of winter blues and that kind of slump, I'm going in the Fiona Apple slump where it's been 5 years since she came out with an album. It's probably going to be another 4 or 5 years before she comes out with another album if she ever does one again. Hopefully
yeah.
she does.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes you just need things to get you through. And so just dropping some Fiona Apple in the middle to kind of ease that pain a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the Anoni album, you know, Anoni is a huge advocate for ecocide, like bringing awareness to ecocide, which is, of course, the human destruction of the planet. And this album definitely talks a lot about gender roles and, you know, how the society lacks a feminine approach to our relationship with nature and with preserving it. And so mm-hmm. that album definitely explores that, but it definitely has that bleak hopelessness, the world is crumbling to pieces because we don't know how to take care for it kind of vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that optimism for a better solution.
Absolutely. And I think a really good song to play after that, sort of, you know, hopefully inspire, you know, more action for you to take more action. We should throw down the new Depeche Mode.
I think so too. That album also came out today.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of great albums out today. By the way, everyone, go and take a look at the like top whatever lists and of things that are coming out today, and you'll definitely find it. But yeah, this is the new Depeche Mode song, "Where's the Revolution?"
Revolution.
Depeche Mode, Where's the Revolution from Spirit, the brand new record. And I myself am quite excited to see them in October.
Oh,
I don't know about you.
I've been waiting to see them live for a really long time. And I love that every time they come out with an album, it's it forges a little bit of new ground for them, but is so also classic Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when a new Metallica album comes out, and it's just kind of like it's different enough yet enough of the same that it scratches the itch in all the right ways.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And speaking of scratching itches, we're gonna take a quick break.
We're gonna scratch the ad itch.
Scratch the ad itch and whatever itches that we have off air. It's a good thing we don't have the video camera rolling here,
right?
We took the training course, but I haven't figured it out yet. I got into radio to not be seen, so I'm cool with that.
You have a face for radio.
you have a face for not being seen,
yeah.
In public. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with some more of the Winter Blues into Spring Tunes tape. We're going to melt the ice around your winter hearts, get you ready for spring. Mixtapes, Mick and Mac, CITR 101.9.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me at the Wise Hall Flea. Wise Hall Flea.
From Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
I hate the terror of you.
Blood and Glass with Whiskey from the record Punk Shadows.
They're a duo from Montreal, and they kind of they're self-described as Industrial Sade meets Tom Waits. Sade meets Tom Waits. That song to me had like I could definitely sense the industrial vibe, and the Tom Waitsiness is definitely there, but like the chorus is, it's almost like listening to like a mother chorus.
Yeah. it was almost like three or four different songs like just back to back.
Yeah. And it's interesting too because it's the second song that we have on our mixtape today that talks about whiskey, and so with it being St. Paddy's Day, you know, we kind of avoided and skirted the St. Paddy's Day thing, but our very first song today definitely had a St. Paddy's Day folky kind of vibe to it.
Yeah,
and we've
yeah.
had a couple songs talking about because, you know, drinking and gloominess always seem to kind of go hand in hand. It's like uppity, sunshiny, good times is drinking, and also gloominess is also like drinking.
Yeah, and they're best friends.
They're best friends with each other, and definitely not trying to make light of, you know, like alcoholism and that kind of.
That's
definitely not where, you know, going with that. But
the patron saint of alcoholism.
Yeah, there you go. Right. And speaking of alcoholism, there's a lot of people like probably diving into binge drinking over the weekend as well, with it being whatever. So good luck to all of you. Stay safe. But
I feel like there's probably folks getting started right now.
Oh, I'm guaranteed. I think that the Blarney Stone's probably already open and people are like three drinks in already.
Yeah, yeah.
And so coming up after that one, in like the same vein of like, you know, a bit of whiskey drinking, is one of my favorite albums. This came out like a week ago and I've listened to it 10 times over the course of the last week, and it's a new album by Hooray for the Riff Raff. I was telling Matt that I'm probably going to immediately leave the show today and make my way to a record store to purchase it on vinyl just so I have it.
Must have it.
I need to have it because I've just been listening to it. And remember I mentioned I'm going through my Fiona Apple slump. Well, this album kind of filled my Fiona Apple and Sarah Harmer shaped hole in my heart that has been there for, you know, lacking new music from these artists for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so the band is Hooray for the Riff Raff. This is a new album from last week called The Navigator. The song is called Life to Save, and it's definitely got like a barroom bluesy kind of like I'm flopped on the floor, woe is me. But also, like similar to the last song, kind of has a bit of a pick-me-up as well, because it's got this sense of optimism where it's like it might seem bleak, but there's something more outside of it. So this is Life to Save by Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Yeah.
I'm getting heavy. I'm feeling sad. Lost my good daddy, best friend I ever had. And it's getting lonely, oh, at the bottom of a bottle. Oh,
for the riffraff, Life to Save from The Navigator.
It's just so good. And
I really enjoyed that.
And what I love about it, too, is she's a, like a folk artist that has done a few other albums that are heavily, you can heavily tell like the influences, like all like the folk influences that she had in them. And they're very much paying homage to those artists. And this is like the first album where it's like you can hear the homages, but it's kind of her forging her own kind of, and it plays out more like a rock album than it does like a folk album.
Yeah, no, it's it's quite wonderful. So yeah, we're headed to the end of our show.
Our
Winter Blues into Spring Tunes tape, mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9. I've got a couple things to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
The Fun Drive finale is on tonight at the Polish Community Center. And yeah, it's $10 in advance, $12 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4015 Fraser Street. It's tonight. You know, there's going to be musicians there, one-off, never-before-heard performances. We're going to be live broadcasting it on the station tonight, so if you can't show up,
then listen in.
It's bound to be cool.
And speaking of listening into things, too, you can also find us now on iTunes. We are podcasted on iTunes, so take a look for Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. And you can listen to us when you're out for a run or doing whatever. Download us onto your phone for later use.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
It's a good thing.
This is a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say.
Exactly. I knew you were going to pick up on that. Up next is The Real World, an hour-long adventure through the world of film. Wonderful show. Maybe they'll have some St. Patrick's Day stuff on hand for you, because we definitely let you down in that respect, on purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Matt, I just want to say I've got some hot thoughts for you right now.
Yes.
And it's not just me that has hot thoughts for you, but Spoon has a new album out, and it has hot thoughts for you, too.
Yes.
So I think we're going to send people off today with Hot Thoughts.
Hot Thoughts.
By Spoon off their brand new album.
Enjoy.
And features.
Let's just drug from your lips, making you think I couldn't was to let baby kiss some of those hot thoughts melting your cool. Could be that
so long,
shine the signal and choose. You've got
miles.